thank you all for coming on this occasion. I'm Steve Morrison, director of the CSIS Global Health Policy Center, which we've just launched. And one of our objectives in this next period, building on the work that we've done in the last 7 years in the HIV/AIDS Task Force, is to deliberately try to enlarge the work that we do in the Americas. And so when this opportunity presented itself to host Minister Temporal here today, we were thrilled, and we were very pleased also that our colleagues Peter DeShazo and Catherine Bliss were eager to take this on too. And so I want to welcome you all. We'll be having a series of high-level speeches of this kind as a regular feature of the center's work, and we're hoping as we move forward that we will do some active collaborations with our friends and colleagues in Brazil, looking at means of strengthening U.S. and Brazilian collaboration. So thank you very much for being here with us, and Mr. Minister, thank you for joining us today. I'd like to turn the floor over to Peter, who will direct things from him from this point forward. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you very much, Steve. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to welcome Brazil's Minister of Health, Dr. José Gomes Temporal, to CSIS. Senhor Ministro, bem-vindo. Estamos honrados por sua presença. All of you have a copy of the Minister's bio and his many accomplishments as a physician, researcher, and public servant, so I won't summarize any more in greater detail his distinguished record. Before going further, I would also like to acknowledge the presence with us of His Excellency Ambassador Osmar Schoffi, the Brazilian permanent representative to the OAS, and to his many distinguished colleagues from the Embassy of Brazil and from the permanent mission of the of Brazil to the OAS. I'd like to say a few words about Brazil and its leadership in the Americas to place Minister Temporal's presentation in context. Brazil, as we all know, is an enormous country with bountiful natural resources, extensive geographic surface, lengthy coastlines, significant portion of the Amazon rainforest, large energy reserves, and bountiful agricultural zones. Its creative and large population, nearly 200 million strong, has worked to make Brazil the largest economy in South America. President Lula's programs to reduce poverty and improve education have produced important results in promoting equality throughout the country. With advanced research laboratories, high-level engineering firms, and industries focused on airplane and automobile production, among others, Brazil's reputation as being cutting edge is well deserved. In terms of health research and policy, Brazil has been on the cutting edge for a long time. Brazilian physician Carlos Chagas, a century ago, discovered the illness that would become to be known as Chagas disease and identified the insect vector responsible for spreading the parasite in South America. His contemporary, the bacteriologist Dr. Osvaldo Cruz, linked innovations in research and policy, making important strides through in the fight to control infectious diseases such as plague and smallpox through vaccines and sanitary measures. Most recently, and on the policy side, Brazil's efforts to reduce the spread of HIV among its population has inspired many countries grappling with the AIDS epidemic. The minister will speak today, focusing on a very important issue of public-private cooperation in dealing with health issues. Following his presentation, the minister has graciously accepted questions, or will accept questions from the audience. We'll call on you one by one as we go. And following the event, we are delighted to offer a reception to all of you present, with a chance to discuss the important presentation and get to meet the minister. Senhor Ministro.
Muito Good afternoon. I want to thank the invitation that was made to me by the Center for Strategic International Studies, an invitation that I accepted immediately because I consider a responsibility. It's part of my responsibility as a minister, not only to take care of the interest of the public health in Brazil, but also to deepen the cooperation to take Brazil and its health policies to be known to by other countries. And I know about the interest of the United States of America in relation to Brazil, which is growing constantly. And I'm sure that our talk here that we'll have here is going to be very useful to those of you that are listening to me, but also to myself, because I may encounter new associations, probably a new partnership. It's one of the reasons I'm here. I want to thank very much the director of the Global Health Hollywood Center and the director of the Americans Program, Iter de Chazo. There was a reference made here to Carlos Chagas. We are celebrating this centennial anniversary of Carlos Chagas, and I'd like to say about the sadness of Carlos Chagas was never received a Nobel award for medicine. Was the one who found all the details of the disease, the clinics, the process, and the transmitter, and all the process that this disease actuates in the space. It was a brilliant discovery. But anyway, Paul Bush wants to say something to me? Yes, yes, of course. I'm professor of the foundation, Oswaldo Cruz Foundation, the institution where Carlos Chagas developed his surveys. I'm a teacher of the School of Health for 28 years, but let's start then. I try to make a different focus that is usually a little different from what that the minister of health focuses. When we think about health, you think about hospitals, technology, diagnosis, and words about endemic diseases. But I thought that it would be interesting to make, including my presentation, a little different presentation. The other side of a very important question, which is the interface with the market, its interface with the industries, with the private sector. That is now, this year, 20 years old. It was created exactly with the new constitution that was approved in 88. It's a little, follows somehow the English and the universal systems, but it offers a complete service covering 80% of the population. And the people who depend only in a universe of 190 million, there are 150 million who use exclusively the public system. And these numbers that we can present are very specific to 2 million, over 2 million, 300 million consultations. But I don't know, after the United States, Brazil is the largest country that does transplant of organs. This system was inspired in the Canadian and English models, but it's not centralized, and its operation is executed by the municipalities and the states. The formulation of policies and the execution of policies is integrated and articulated between the leaders of government. One of the principal agendas that I brought to the to my charge when I assumed it was to try to strengthen in Napoli the promotion of health. That is, to strengthen the strategies, the varied strategies that so as to increase the policies of prevention and detection of diseases. And within this agenda, the Minister of Health has developed a series of policies with total support of the society. But at times, there are some conflicts on the some segments, industrial segments, and conflict a little bit. But I'm going to say something, for example, the tobacco industry, the alcoholic beverages, the food industry, the contents of salt, sugar, and trans fats that are contained in these foods. This focus has to do more with the utilization of the information to construct a pattern that is different one. There is a Giovanni Verdi, an Italian, that was a senator of the European Parliament, that created a concept that helps us to understand this sanitary concept, consciousness, that has two dimensions, one an individual one, that the process of each one of us constructs a certain consciousness that to define which is it that bring health and which of it that brings diseases. So there's a collective dimension that is a more complex, more difficult to make the society through our policies and information to construct a consciousness in the society about the priorities of health, how they should be faced and fought. In this specific case, the concept of sanitary means should start being taught in, from school, with education, with work with the school, with schools, with the children. And the media plays a very important role in this construction of this consciousness, for better or for worse, by means of its contacts with the TV and the other sectors, so that these have generated the basis for a negative consciousness that could result in bad results. But to face lobbyists in the Congress and there has been an exaggerated intervention of state in the individual liberty of the citizens. This question goes up to the difference where it when what is to be ruled the within the, without taking away the its choice, the liberty of choice, right of choice, each one of us. For example, in relation to tobacco, smoking, it's legal. Nobody is forbidden from smoking, but everybody knows about the bad effects in the short and long term, also in terms of the costs for the health that come from the habit of smoking. Some of these initiatives are polemic, they create conflicts, but the state also and the government have their roles in defending the public health. And this is what we should focus this. The second cause of death in the world is caused by the smoking habit, which is also a component that is the Pacific. No, the secondhand smokers. In the United States, 50,000 deaths per year, and 75 75,000 in the countries of the European Union. In Brazil, it's the main risk factor for the cardiovascular diseases and death. In Brazil, they are somehow related to the habit of smoking. 200,000 deaths by passive secondhand smokers. The population, most of them are concentrated primarily in those levels of little education. And there's a paradox here that Brazil becomes the second largest producer of smoke, the smoke material. We are 150,000 families in Brazil have lived for 6 years out of the cultivation of these products. So we have to find a way to alleviate their situation, because our aim is to make these families that depend on this kind of thing, giving them other opportunities. This is a challenge. The tobacco industry is organized, structured, and that has worked for decades, trying to maintain the dependence of smoking, of tobacco. More than 300 million people in the world smoke, and 84% of them live in developing countries. This is a very aggressive attitude of the industry that promotes publicity and lobbies and all kinds of resources they have to avoid controls. The World Health Organization, approved the first convention for the control of tobacco, the framework convention, tobacco control, that at this time is 164 countries have ratified this policies, the politics. So it's a very comprehensive policy. And our Minister of Foreign Relations, Celso Morin, was one of the leaders that took, in the beginning of the work, that had taken us to this place. In other words, in the whole world, we have a consensus that we acquired about the tobacco, and this should include at least two dimensions: reduce demand and reduce the offer. So we have to act with the prevention in the interruption. Give attention to those that depend on the tobacco so that they quit the device. The protection for the secondhand smokers and the due control of the tobacco products. The measures to reduce demand, one of them is the price. In Brazil, for example, cigarettes are very small, very cheap, one of the cheapest in the world. The economic sector wants to contraband and falsification of products. But anyway, the increase of prices is a very important way of reducing the dependence. Measures to defend these secondhand smokers. Several countries in the world have adopted several important measures. Those countries I mentioned, Deutschland, Portugal, the prohibition of tobacco, for example, in collective public places or private, the control of the packaging of cigarettes, the written information, all the strategy of information about the bad effects of the tobacco, the publicity, and other measures of dependency being also in consideration. It is possible to change the scenery. Brazil has been a pioneer in this fight since 1987. It was one of the areas of the Brazilian government where we got more than two decades to give sustain this policy independently of the governments. Our national campaign involved campaigns, free treatment in the public system for those depending on the tobacco, and those that need the right information for those that need it. The Brazilian laws are very rigid. We have a legislation that forbids smoking in closed places. So, but there is a hole in this law that has to do with a specific designation of spaces where the smokers could smoke. So we're trying to change this legislation, and trying to forbid completely in all sectors. In Brazil, since the year 2000, propaganda is forbidden. So the cultural and sports events have been excluded from since 2001. Other prohibitions have been added. So Brazil has been a pioneer in including images in the packs of cigarettes. That is for by law, and and there's also a telephone for those who want to call and find out all this information about the bad effects of the tobacco. So all the information is contained in the lower part. So we make several periodic surveys to see what the evaluation is, and it's very curious that the last one that we made, the smoker said that we have to radicalize, that the images are not sufficiently impressive, that should be strengthened. In practice, what do these numbers mean? The prevalence of the smokers, which have 34% to 16.7% was the decrease. The incidence of lung diseases have decreased, and those who visit Brazil can notice that. Second point, the alcohol industry. Brazil is going through a very very interesting, a new law promoted by President Lula that we established what we call, it's not the right denomination, but Vox Populi, Vox Dei, the dry law. What does it mean? The first impact, Brazil has 35,000 deaths by traffic accidents per year, half of them caused by the connection between the alcohol ingestion and driving. So that we spend about $40 million a year in treatment, $3 billion approximately, with international cooperation if we analyze the social and economic losses. This law that was sanctioned by President Lula in June 2008 has as an objective to face what we consider an epidemic. It's one of the most rigorous in the whole world, and it has reduced to practically zero the tolerance of alcohol in those who are driving. So it's 0% in the per liter. Fines, retention of a driver's license, and if the driver has more than 0.6%, he's under arrest immediately. This was a radical change over what had been done so far. It's curious that in the beginning there was a lot of polemics for and against, but I gave an interview once saying that, in my opinion, the Brazilian society needed a father in the Freudian term. Somebody would come and say, that's enough. We have to stop and take this question differently. If the education strategies did not work, the campaigns did not work, so we need to some sort of radical measures. The results so far. We have a drop of 15% in help to people who come to the clinics and an emergency situation. There was a significant decrease in the number of accidents, and in 2 years we saved more than 50,000 reals, and we had a reduction of 6.6% in reduction of the traffic disasters, and there was also a reduction in the fights or violence against women and children. There was a decrease there. There's a big debate. I have four sons, and I've noticed that there is a different behavior going on now. People now know that if they take any amount of alcohol, just a little glass of beer, and if the police stop them, they can be punished severely. So the public opinion is very favorable to this position. President Lula received a letter from Dr. Margaret Chan, director of the organization of International Organization of Health, which called our organization as a model for all the Americans. So the industry has not expressed its own ideas. The businessmen hate the other day I was celebrating the birthday of a friend, and a waiter came to a friend of mine and says, talk to the minister, please talk to the minister, see if he relaxes a little bit this severity, because our business has fallen a lot. It's curious that the industry itself started including information that for the first time, they're very obscure way in the past, but it is strengthening the role of the law in the reduction of accidents. The taxi drivers have never gained so much money because everybody's using taxis now instead of driving. There's a thing that is very complex and complicated in the relation with the drinks industry. The Ministry of Health has elaborated a project of law that is in the Congress, National Congress, that according to Brazilian law, every drink up to 12 degrees, the sac has only those distilled, those that have more than 13 degrees are have a relation of which exposes children and teenagers to a very high degree of propaganda. So Switzerland, for example, forbids any propaganda on TV. Mexico and these countries that I mentioned, they regulate the way and this is what the Brazilian government wants to do. There is a position, and there is a council of high regulation of publicity that defends its economy. But we know that not always the strategy works from a perspective of public health. There was a lot of polemic, too, saying that the government wants to eliminate the freedom of expression when it's intervention. Yeah. The MS recommends the countries that the alcoholic beverages should be regulated and monitored and revised by a governmental agency. It's curious and interesting. Just in this picture, we sent the project, and this bill is going to be discussed, and it's going to be a very polemic question, but some of the industries in Brazil, after the draw law and its results, have changed its strategy of publicity. It's more discreet now, and always calling the attention to the fact that if you're going to be drinking by law, you cannot drive. So there was a big discussion last year, lots of polemics between the industry, myself, and the media. But it's interesting that this dry law came as an additional factor that is interfering in the publicity strategy of the market, like the market had a complete understanding of its social role. So the public important is that the public opinion supports and propose a new agenda, which is positive. Foods and healthful foods. We have an epidemic of diabetes and obesity and hypertension too. So that this giant machine to produce disease, in order to stop this, we have to act promptly and with the industries and in other countries. In Brazil, 42% of the capitals in Brazil have excessive weight. 13% of the population of capital is overweight. 20% have high blood pressure, and we could avoid 250,000 deaths per year if we could give them the appropriate foods. So the industry and the productive sectors have to cooperate in the information to the population. The pattern of changed a lot because the woman is now in the market, in the work market, and this means that there is a lot of ready to eat food, and there is not enough enough time to cook at home many times, and then this results in several problems, including salt, vegetable oils, and cookies, and increases from 10 to 19 years of age are very affected by this. So people eating out fast food. It's curious. The national survey on the families that are benefited by one of the most important programs of President Lula, they have amplified their access to increased their access to this, some foods and some nutritional. The families fall in the same pattern of the Brazilian population in general. So there was a significant increase in consumption of sugar and oils, and an increase in not so big of vegetables and some seeds. And this picture illustrates the variation in the percentual participation of some sectors from 75 to cereals and beans that is very much consumed in Brazil, tuberculosis, animal fat, and simple foods, and all of these meats, milk, and other products, including refrigerators. I mean, refreshment. Some measures have been implemented for the regulation or harmonized that it follows for Mercosul that should be tagged properly and described, trans fats and rutulated that could be optionally that they do not have trans fat. So, and 2 grams of saturated grams per portion. A very recent survey by the University of Brasilia in 2008 showed that 43% of the margarines and filled up biscuits and cakes and contained trans fat higher than those indicated in the tags in the raw food. The Agency of Sanitary Vigilance made a public consultation, and it's doing a public consultation that was came out on the site of the agency for 30 days. More than 250 contributions of the civil and association of industries participated, and there were several forums and seminaries and debates about this. And one of the proposals, the identification of foods with high compounds of sugar and salt and fats, and after the propaganda, the publicity is given that are especially towards children and teenagers. The National Institute of Quality Control that monitors the perfil of nutrition of 23 types of industrialized foods is doing this work right now. Drinks, flours, and salty foods, etc. And all the laboratories of the 27 Brazilians will be monitoring this picture constantly. What's different in this area? In June this year, we had a meeting coordinated by the organization of Pan-American organization in Rio de Janeiro. There was a measure that was approved for the elimination of the trans fat in the animals in Chile, Argentina, Costa Rica, approved too by consensus, a historical the decision to do away with the trans fat. This is to transfer them those established that the presence in oils and margarine should not be contain more than 2%, and then the processed foods too are to be included. Since last year, that I have noticed that there was something missing, different initiatives, so that we could establish a pattern for discussion and construction of a way to come out of this complex problem, because it involves public health aspects, technology of production of foods, and security with the foods and other aspects. Then, after an initiative that started with a contact that I made with a group of industries of several sectors, but including production of remedies and vaccinations, equipment, etc., Federation of Hospitals and all over Brazil, an idea came out of a specific agreement of cooperation with the Brazilian Association of a forum where the government, the regulating agency, the industry, all the segments of the industry, the entities of defense of the consumer, would construct together an agenda, would study the problem, and try to find a situation. You know? At this moment, we are in the process of construction of this strategy. The object of this forum is to find a way to reduce the contents of fat, salt, and sugar in the industrialized food. The first meeting took place in July this year. The next one will be now in October, and we're putting on the table for discussion, establishing a deadline for about 3 to 5 years to conclude this agreement. It's an innovation. It's complex, evidently, and many times interests and positions are very conflicting, but it's a measure that is necessary, I'm sure. With this strategy, we'll be obtaining practical results in a faster way, much faster than before, when the measures were taken without any talk, any attempt to discuss. So there were judicial resources too, so the society itself ended up suffering. Now we're going to talk a little of another question, the health. It's traditionally seen as an important social policy that has a big impact on the majority of people. We all agree on that. But we forget that health has another side. The arms industries and the health are the ones that are ahead of the knowledge, producing knowledge and innovations. One, unfortunately, for destruction, and the other one to save lives and ameliorate the life conditions of the society. It's an industrial complex, gigantic, involving industries and services with a big capacity of innovation, with its value to generate not only this, but generate employment too. Country with the characters Brazil has to have a policy for health, but also a perspective that affects the promotion and care and promotion. So Brazil lives today. I'm going to take off my hat. I'm going to put on the hat of Mantega, that Brazil is living a moment which is very singular in its history. We have a new cycle of economic development in Brazil. We have the highest rate of development. The internal rent is growing. 17 consecutive. This is based on one light. And on the increase in the exportations, there's a fiscal rigid commitment for controlling the economy. This estimate is 4.147. There we have an average of 1,400,000 of new posts, formal centers of attainment. So the increase of the internal rental is incredibly growth, but the estimate is that they are robust increases. Our international reserves have gone over $200 million, and then in March they were 160 some million. There was never have been the credit that is at our disposal to for the use of the families and the enterprises, that $560 billion in February this year, and we're living another phenomenon, that is the new mid class expansion of the increase, expansion of health and other resources that we have, and health that certainly is one of them. The inflation is under control and is surging of a new middle class, the mobility, social mobility of the average individual in Brazil is the basis of the pyramid, contrary to previous years, with 86 million people. In only 2 years, the social segment increased from 36% to 46%, primarily because of those people of classes D and E. 20 million people in 2 years have got their average double or more. This means that the families have more resources to use with their families. If the economy is going okay, the health has another face, that is the complex industrial complex. My theme academic theme before I was a minister and was doing a mastership. I focused exactly about this because I managed to, when I went to the government, I took a lot of ideas that I and my colleagues had and inserted for the first time within a policy of health, which I'm going to try to show to you. If we talked about areas where we have some conflicts, debate, polemics, but also spaces for the construction of the consensus, we have fantastic opportunities of creation of employment and the richness and the innovation in Brazil. Going back to some ideas so we can have a clear picture of the structure of our structure. 80% of the population depends on the public health. 20% depends on private plans of health insurance. 40 million people use those plans. So we have 7,000 hospitals in Brazil, 70 establishments of health clinics, polyclinics, health centers, laboratories, etc. 29 million of teams that are responsible for 100 million people who are responsible for information to the public in general. Health is, it's a duality. It's an important area for citizenship and development. 8% of the gross national product. Gross national product. 9 million direct or indirect employments. And health is a platform of new paradigms, technological, fine chemistry, electronics, nanotechnology, new materials. That is, here we have something new, articulation of the economic logic with the logic of health. The needs of health for the population and the development of the production to attend it. This picture allows us to have a very clear idea. The complexes, on the top, the industrial sectors, pharmaceuticals, and that produces remedies and stuff, and the vaccination industry, the reagents for diagnosis and materials, so we could add to this block these sectors, services for hospital use, for hospitals, cleaning, security, and techniques, and a series of other sub-products. These industrial products evidently apply all their production to on the basis of the systems that the hospitals, clinics, etc. It's interesting that what cements a little academic reflection. The industrial services with the service sectors are the knowledge. The doctor, who's the main responsible element, to guarantee that this that is produced can reach those lower levels, that's a service level. Pharmaceutical market in Brazil, growing in a sustained way, very hard. In Brazil, we have one of the 10 most important in the world. Something new. It's contrary to the decades of 70, 80, and 90. For the first time now, among the 10 main industries, pharmaceutical industries, we have four of the national, five among the national capital. In relation to equipment and materials, there is a great dynamism. More recently, a market that goes around $5 billion, prevailing the small and mid-term size enterprises with investments in technology, and it's important to call the attention in Brazil. The state is responsible for the purchase of 50% of the production of equipment produced in Brazil or imported. The power of acquisition, it's a very important differential here. The commercial balance is here. Importations, imports are more significant than those exports. And so we have a negative tendency here, which is very important. In the same way, this is only a reference to call the attention for the immunization program, which is one of the most important in the world. These are only some information. So this is only something. Every year, Brazil gives vaccination to the 80% of all the population of people over 60 years of age. This has reduced drastically the pneumonias and other diseases. Brazil is making a campaign, is finishing up a campaign for the eradication of the German measles. German measles. And the syndrome. We are concluding the vaccination of 70 million Brazilians against the rubella, which is the largest campaign of vaccination in the whole world. We're just finishing it. Reagents for diagnosis. The national production is stationary, has an important development of imports. Generating a deficit in this area, specific area. On the other hand, the public policies have taken to the reduction of child mortality in 50% in the last 20 years. This life expectancy increased to 73 years. The public budgets on this field is $70 million. So there is an increase here. And there's a perspective, like the numbers I showed, so the explosion of the demand in the sector of production. It's a challenge and an opportunity at the same time. This is the sectorial balance of all the complex, unified complex of health in Brazil. We have a accumulated deficit that in 2007 was about $5 billion negative. These numbers preoccupied the Brazilian government. So we want to express a significant part of what we import. There are no barriers to this import. We can import. But where there are barriers, then we want to attract enterprises to make partnerships and produce in Brazil and to work in Brazil for the public sectors of I was in India last month heading a group of Brazilian technicians in contact with the National Bank of that has twice as much as the World Bank, 80 billion. BNDES is a big financer of this strategy. Brazil imports significant part of these active parts for production of generics. We import from India and China, primarily from India. And we want to attract those Indian businessmen to produce all these things in Brazil. But Brazil is now preoccupied with the economic sector is not as important. But the deficit in the capacity of innovation. The lack of balance in the Brazilian capacity to develop new technologies. And so we definitely need partnerships. The percent participation, active principles for production of medications. Medications next, equipment and materials, vaccinations, reagents, derivative products, and that they compose the deficit. Very briefly, a very fast idea of the commercial balance and the between the, with, in a comparison between Brazil and the United States. Information from 2008, and they are partial. 17.4% of the total of Brazilian exports went to the United States, and 24% of imports, Brazilian imports, came from the United States. So the importance of the United States in our deficit sums about 25%. It used to be bigger. It's smaller now. So we here have the curve of imports and exports and deficit in the commercial balance with the United States. Basically, our commercial balance involves active principles with the United States, medications, components of materials and components. Brazil imports a lot of image tomography, resonance, echocardiograms, and other equipment. Something about reagents for diagnosis and a reasonable amount of vaccinations. This is percentual participation of what we import from the United States. More than half, 60% equipment of materials and medications. And what we export for the United, to the United States, somewhere around active principle. This is a market that is the only segment of industry in which Brazil is competitive. It exports more than it imports for odontologic, for mouth health. What's new in Brazil? First, we have health as a central component of the new policy for the development launched by President Lula in April in Rio de Janeiro. Commerce and industry policy that comes from 2003, the Bank of National Bank, only for the medications there was a line of credit of 3 million reals. And the policy of science and technology, there is a priority for the health. And then for the first time, the health and this dimension of knowledge, innovation, generation of richness is dealt with in a prioritary manner, different from the policies of other policies. So there's a central role involving the health and the strategies of the Brazilian government. Within the health policy, this is a very simple scheme of the seven main components, blocks that compose the new policy of health approved by President Lula last year. So you can see their actions for promotion, attention to health, national cooperation, qualification, generation, administration, for teams and a specific chapter about the complex industrial and innovation in health. What do we bring? First, the size of the Brazilian market to 100 million inhabitants, platform for the Mercosul, for Africa, for Latin America. Second, Brazil has a tradition in the, as a productive field. As who could imagine that Brazil one day would be the third largest producer of airplanes in the world? Who could imagine that? We have a universal system of health that increases and that needs that support so that it will. There's a big demand, a public demand for equipment, qualified people, basic material, generics. We have a scientific and human resources that are very distinguished. Brazil has 9,000 new doctors per year in papers and magazines. Are divulged these things. We have a regulation system that is very well structured. Our agency is very, very well organized. That changed in the last years, changed radically. The regulation in the area that was evaluated by the business sector was full approbation of its of 75% of the degree. As I, stability, growth, reduction of disequalities, equality, social equality, the new middle class will demand more series of products and medications that that was not accessible to it before. So this is the complex situation of the national. We have something new happening in Brazil at this moment, the confluence between health, innovation, and the industrial policies. It's curious that the present president of Luciano Coutinho, the National Bank, is an old colleague of mine and very much interested in these sectors of health. He's a defender and a knowledgeable person about the interface between health and development. Evidently, Brazil is open and wants to establish partnerships and is establishing partnerships, but evidently we have a focus. We have some principles that we want to put on the table for discussion, for the construction of these partnerships. Brazil is not going to be only a simple buyer of packages, but we want to form partnerships to develop surveys and developments. So these partnerships should be made with local investors. This is in third place, a reduction of the deficit of the commercial balance. But mainly that would bring benefits to the health, people in general. With regulations on the whole aspects and respect to the laws that exist. I think I have extended. I tried to speak a little slower for the translation, but I would speak faster. But I have expanded a little bit. I'm at your disposition for questions.
Interesting and complete presentation. We'd like to open up the floor for questions from the audience. We ask you to please raise your hand. When you get the microphone, please identify yourself by name and by your affiliation. The floor is open. Steve, you had a question? Do we have?
Sure, I'll open up with a question. Mr. Minister, I'd like to ask you to comment a bit on the global situation and Brazil's perspective on promotion of global health and what are the priority issues from where you are. We've got, obviously, quite a bit of attention in this last phase on control of emerging infectious diseases, avian influenza, surveillance and detection efforts. There's a lot of other, many other issues. You mentioned the tobacco framework. You also have a special position as a country in terms of your relationship with the Lusophone community. We heard from one of your aides about the effort to export and help create new production capacity in Mozambique and elsewhere. Can you talk a little bit about your relationship, particularly with the Lusophone countries in Africa, after commenting a bit about how you relate to WHO, to large global campaigns, since you have such special expertise and capacities? Thank you.
It's my pleasure. I should start from the at the end. Last year, when we opened the World Public Health Conference, Lula, President Lula, opened up with a speech, and before thousands of Brazilian and other foreign experts, he launched a challenge. He said that we should do accumulated knowledge, experience accumulated by Brazil in the last 20 years on this sector of health, public health, should be also put to the service of those poor or less developed countries. So we're working in such a way, very, very strongly and very seriously, in to meet this challenge. In first place, trying to strengthen our presence and our relationship with those international. So we were part of the executive board of the World Organization. So we have just left a council of the directory, Pan-American Directory, Pan-American Association of Health. Dr. George Bermudez is president of the sector of medications and antivirus. So Brazil sees in the occupation of spaces of this in the institutional in our presence in these countries, in these four international forums of the United Nations and other organs of cooperation, Brazil sees it as extremely important. So in second place, our participation in Mercosul, where health has a very important agenda, and Brazil supporting several countries like at this time, Bolivia, Paraguay, and Ecuador, for example, which are now learning from us as we how we constructed our system, how can, could it possibly use help them in this towards the necessities of each one of them. We have a partnership too, very important, with Haiti. Brazil is making a good work in Haiti, and the sector of health is a very important component of this cooperation. Specifically with Africa, we have a good work going on with the Portuguese Africa. Last week we had a meeting with the ministers of health of the community of Portuguese language of, in Africa. So we have a plan of work, but we have already some practical work being concluded. Foundation Oswaldo Cruz in the area of National Institutes of Public Health and formation of strategic groups for future administration of ministers of health of those countries. A very important information is that not firsthand, but for most of you, it could be. President Lula will be on October 16th in Mozambique, Maputo, announcing a donation of the Brazilian government, which will permit the construction of a factory of retrovirals so that that country can combat that disease. And that this factory will also be giving its aid to other countries, and with the help of the basis from the Foundation Oswaldo Cruz. So the question of international relations is so important that it's a specific chapter that we had the approbation of on the part of by President Lula. As for the challenges, I would pick one, because they're so ample, so big. I've been in the public health field for 30 years, so I could be talking here for two hours, but the challenge of Brazil at this time is to reduce the inequities, the differences between the several societies. So Brazilian choice, in the last 15 years, we opted to strengthen a primary focus on a certain concept that is disseminated in, that confuses the medication for poor and medication for the others. No, it's not that. The in an organized system, it should be an open door with ample access for great capacity of promotion and prevention to taking care of the main problem in the sector of health care. Our problem covers 100 million. We have all these agents. We have 29,000 doctors and nurses working in these groups. We have 16,000 dentists and technicians in oral health. So this has brought a tremendous impact in the reduction of child mortality, and it's increasing the life expectancy, reduction of diarrhea and pulmonary diseases. So it's a program that we are, that we bet that will be a universal one. This is not simple because there's a dominating ideology that think that health has nothing to do with hospital. Hospital has a very specific sector. But I would say that an effort, this sector could occur more deaths than salvation, than rescue. So the doctors that are formed in faculties have the vision, central hospital. But we want to send, to show to these young doctors, yes, it can be very gratifying for a doctor to exert his activity, professional activities, within a strategy of primary value, which can bring benefits to him as a professional and to his country.
Innovative pharmaceutical industry. And first, I want to applaud your focus on innovation. We absolutely agree with the importance of innovation. And I wonder if you could comment a bit on the relationship between innovation and protection of intellectual property, because in our view, it's one of the cornerstones to promoting innovation. And I wonder in particular if this new focus on innovation from Brazil will lead to changes in Brazil's foreign policy with respect to advocacy in favor of intellectual property in the international arena.
Thank you for your question. This theme, if we could qualify it, if we could use a thermometer, it's a very hot one. 100 degrees Fahrenheit, this is the theme. The agenda itself of the World Organization, and Brazil had a very important presence there. I would say that I don't see any conflict in this question. I think we have, on one side, it's very important for me to be telling you here in the United States, on one side we have big enterprise, pharmaceutical enterprises that invest a lot of the money in new therapies and development of new things. This is absolutely important for the future of medicine and public health. And it's evident that those enterprises have to have a compensation adequate to its stockholders. So these are the patents and patents and other things like that. Billions of human beings must have access to the new technologies. So it's just that they have. It's more than fair. How to guarantee, how to feel, how to face this situation? We have to have the capacity to build financing instruments, spaces for negotiation, creation of special funds to guarantee that the degree of actuation of the sector that produces that studies and produces knowledge for the world to be sustained, but Africa, Latin America, Asia, the whole world should be beneficiaries of this development. Otherwise, we'll live in a world where the largest part of the population will have precarious access to a technology that is already being that is already obsolete, and that in a very small group of people who in nations, societies that would have access to this. This is looking at the world in from the point of view of a sanitary specialist. So to guarantee that the system work and respect to property, intellectual property, and also a big giant could be a big solution to this problem. Specifically in relation to Brazil, there is nothing in this proposal that would change a simple comma in what's been established by Accord de Tripe and Rodada Dovi. So I'd like to make a talk about a little bit compulsory approval of anti-medication that they said, and that those foreign investments would disappear with all this in face of all these rules. But on the contrary, the investments have increased. The transparency, the frankness, the honesty, the rules became very clear to every party, the government, society, industry, the investors. So so many people that try to look for me, came to me trying to open new enterprises because they know that those measures were very specific, taken at a very special moment. So they were rigid, because previously there was a rigidity. One more question? Mais uma pergunta?
Eu tenho o prazer de trabalhar no Brasil e de trabalhar com o Ministério.
I have the pleasure to work for Brazil. Thank you very much. Those two versions that you talked to my question, the collective participation of the private and industrial. How does this in the future in terms of capacity? Financial capacitation, which is the relative role of each one of those sectors. It's very important too. In reality, the participation of the public sector in the production of medications, equipment, medicines is very little expressive, but it's important in one segment. Segment of production of vaccinations. It's curious, but for historical reasons, in this time in Brazil, there are only factories, state factories, for the production of vaccines, immunizations. So this happened in the year 80s, when the only private enterprise, manufacturer in Brazil, private, closed its doors, leaving Brazil in a very delicate situation with lack of production, enough production. So the government, that was the military government, created a problem investing something equivalent to $300 million. And Brazil now produces the largest part of the vaccinations it uses in the national program of immunizations. What is interesting, even the public sector, that is basically a Fiocruz, which is a laboratory called Bilmanguins, and this Instituto Butantan, that is in São Paulo, even those two state laboratories, in the last few years, established partnerships with the multinational enterprises, GlaxoSmithKline and Advanced Pasteur, to transfer technology and production of the vaccines in Brazil. So the vaccine against the Haemophilus type B, Rotavir, in this moment is in the process of transference. The future, so the antivirus, anti-flu, is being transferred from the French laboratory to Butantan in São Paulo. This is an area where we can do some more work. Not that the Brazilian government to produce this in Brazil has to be such and such model. Novartis, no, has announced that it will establish a, start a manufacturing in Pernambuco, an investment of 1 billion reals, somewhere around them. I don't know what the rate exchange is in Brazil. It's about $500 million. So evidently, Brazil is open in this area of biotechnology to partnerships that could has its focus, the partnership with public sectors, but also it will, might eventually, in another design, attract to people to Brazil to produce right there. So we have, yes, vaccinations. We have a joke that we say, jabuticaba, which is a little fruit that only exists in Brazil. Brazil has a network of a public and laboratory for the network for the production of several medications that was founded as several when João Pedro I came to Brazil, one of the founders of Brazil. So the was founded. So the generics are made since then. But the confection is very important, with the exception of three laboratories. So the Famanguinhos, the Fiocruz, because it's a laboratory that, besides antiretroviral, it actuates in the development laboratory in Pernambuco and one in São Paulo. So there are three of them that have a degree, of different degrees, but they call the attention because they produce only generics for these health programs of the Ministry of Health. They don't compete in the market with the private industry. So it's the orders come from the Ministry of Health. Only to finish up, I remember now, one of the main dependencies of Brazil in this area is the animal derivados. Wow. The importation of factor 8, factor 9 immunoglobulins. This is a very serious problem because this market is very complex. And many times our demand is, the offer is not, doesn't it? So the government therefore decided to create a factory for animal derivatives that should start working in 2010 also in Pernambuco.
Having come, please let's once again express our gratitude to the Minister for his presentation and for his presence here. Thank you.